Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I think he's the most credible resistor against the Obama zombies, and that's why we've been having him on quite a bit. I give people the benefit of the doubt. All of these controlled neo-libs out there who have no idea what they're in store for, they think the robbing of the middle class and the carbon tax is, quote, going to get the rich people, and that's anybody that's got a dollar more than them. They have no idea that this is neo-feudalism, this is serfdom. They're going to be hurt very, very bad. I'm on record here. I'm on record here saying John McCain's evil. You know, I can't vote for either one of them. And I didn't get suckered, but I said, well, Obama says he'll end the war. Obama says he'll do this and that. Obama says he'll end the wiretapping of the American people without warrants. Then he reversed all that. And now to see the media literally calling him world president, the hope, he will change the world. I've never seen this in U.S. politics. They're already saying he's greater than Jack Kennedy and Martin Luther King out of the gates. And he's now calling for a new world order run by the private banks, global carbon taxes, global regulation. It's all being announced. So we're going to have Tarpley on with us for 20 minutes, and then I've got to leave. Coming up. In the fourth hour today, we have record audience, by the way, just on the internet alone. So Tarpley is going to host the show in the last hour, so I'm not going to have him on then for long in this hour. But I want his basic boil down now, and now the battle plan to stop what's happening. Because the whole agenda, the neocons, the New World Order, they now have their new pony, the fresh pony, the fresh engine, but the train is going to be pulled down the same tracks. And this is worse than I thought. I mean, I've never seen worship as a world leader, worship as the Messiah. And so Webster Tarpley, we're about to break, but his lordship is now our new Fuhrer. And where do we go from here, Webster?
I think we need to create what amounts to a united front against fascism. We'll have to find a suitable name for it. But a resistance front of anti-fascist principled people from left, right, center, and any coloration, that there will be no honeymoon for the fascist Obama, that we don't want the carbon cap-and-trade system, we don't want fascist censorship of radio and other mass communications media, we don't want any more bailouts, we don't want confrontation with Russia, China, Sudan and Pakistan. We don't want any more free trade sellouts with Latin America or any other part of the world. In other words, what we've got to do is to get a catalog of the probably half a dozen main thrusts of an Obama administration. We're going to go into an attempt by the Obamazoids to have a fascist 100 days. In other words, I would call it 100 days in reverse. It will be the implementation of fascist political reforms to go with the fascist corporate state that the bailout has already largely implemented. So I think we've got to gear up. No honeymoon. People say they hear America singing. If they hear America singing, it's the Horst Wessel song and Giovinezza that they hear. Those are the various fascist anthems left over from the 1920s and 30s. I don't believe that most people realize the enormity of what's gone on. So we've got to conduct a very vigorous emergency campaign of mass political education and encourage people. They're not alone. This is not a landslide. This is anything but a mandate for fascist transformation. It's really a very close election.
Well,
not a landslide.
Well, the good news is the left is going to find out very soon that this is the man of the New World Order. And I want to talk about Chuckie Schumer when we get back. I've seen him on TV seething with power. Seething with evil. They are getting ready to rampage. I agree with Tarpley. Hell is about to be released. We'll be right back.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijacker's ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Here's a startling fact. The New World Order wants you dead. Chemicals and toxins are in the air. Biowarfare, drugs and unknown substances, foods with no vitamins, fast food for obesity, fluoride in our water. How do we fight back? What do we do? Make a life change decision. Get ahead of the curve. GetTheT.com. That's GetTheT.com. Cleanse your body and internal organs. Lose weight and receive more energy. Get aboard the life change boat and say no to the dark side. All natural, and for about $1 a day, you can win the race. GetTheT.com or call our friendly operators, 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Don't be deceived by the bullies of the trade.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites, a parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The Anglo-American power elite are in control, in power, because they are absolutely ruthless. You are seeing economic warfare. None of the money is being given to the economy to get going. They've said they've shut the money off to implode it. You're seeing $500 million and bigger bonuses out of the money at Goldman Sachs to their execs, $500 million apiece in some cases, tens of billions per company. I saw Chuckie Schumer on Fox News and CNN last night, and then again this morning, and when he was talking about shutting down talk radio and other things, and he was seething and just I've never seen him so emboldened, and I was watching others. The Democrats are not nice people, folks. They want your guns. They want the middle class. We clutch our guns. We clutch our Bibles. They are coming. And they're going to use the money they squeeze out of the middle class to regulate and control your life. And for all the poor mainline socialists, I don't like socialism, but let me tell you something. It's a lot better than this. This ain't socialism, Jack. Okay? When they take $5 trillion, that's what Ron Paul said at the start of the show today. It's $5 trillion now. Just like Bloomberg reported. And they suck that into their gullets and give none of it to the people. That isn't socialism. Now, socialism is bad overall because it domesticates people. I'm not against the government with, base seed money to get things going. I know Tarpley is along those lines, and he's got his own political nomenclature. And he's outside the left-right paradigm. This is sophisticated, folks. We're playing chess. The public isn't even playing chess, checkers here. Now, Webster, I've been watching their body language, and I've studied history just like you've done. I have never seen worship like this. And I'm going to be honest with people. I have promised that I will not evacuate the country unless they shut all the radio off and there's no point of even being on the air. But let me tell you, during the first 100 days, and I agree with Webster, they're going to go absolutely ape. I'm going to let you know on air if I evacuate my family. I am literally had a list of countries. I'm looking at it now. The passports are in order. And, folks, I'm not like some Hollywood person or some leftist who left when George Bush got in. And I said he was going to blow those towers up. Folks, we predict when they're going to blow towers up. We know what they're going to announce with the banking system. We're right about everything. We should have people just absolutely hanging on our every word. We have the scholars, the research on. Tarpley, I'm just freaking out. My God, I have total dread. It's worse than I thought. I should have gotten behind this earlier to fight this. But I didn't want to be in the left-right paradigm. I didn't want to be suckered into all that because that's key to shatter that. But now, you know, maybe it's better that it all get bad and come down on us now, or maybe it would have been better if we'd have told the third parties, vote for McCain to stop this because God, they've got the zombies now. And this is it. Tarpley, I know it now. You're right. They're going for broke. Webster Tarpley.
Well, let's also remember that there are still important institutional factors of resistance, which, of course, Obama will try to destroy. 47% to 48% of the American people are against this. And maybe if you see complete vote totals when you add up everything, the anti-Obama vote approaches 50%. It's somewhere in the neighborhood of 50%, no matter how we cut it. We've also got to figure that the Acorn-induced and related vote fraud, intelligence community vote fraud, because it was clear that that was going to be in favor of Obama this time, that this considerable vote fraud also skews the figures. So this is, once again, a 50-50 country. Obama's attempt to install pan-oligarchy or an oligarchical consensus, this has obviously been a failure. Notice there's very little discussion about what's the mandate. I don't see any mandate. Obama ran on nothing except I'm the savior, vote for me. That is not a mandate for any policy. And most of the policies that Obama is now going to pull out of his hat are the ones that he's talked about least, because they're the oppressive ones, the onerous ones, the austerity, the sacrifice. If you happen to be watching some of these networks, this Doris Kearns Goodwin, a very meretricious professor of history from Harvard, says, yes, now shared sacrifice has to be the watchword of our entire government, right? You've got various oil companies going on saying the great task of the future is to use less. Let's have a Malthusian zero growth.
I mean, this is it. And the key is he keeps talking about unity, 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 because
there
they know
no
what
unity.
They're going to do is they know what they're going to do is incredibly unpopular. So he's telling everybody, hey, the change is we're going to screw you real bad. You're not going to like what I do, but we love you. So get ready to sacrifice and unify. And basically, we're coming after you if you're not for us. I mean, they are. And that's what Biden said. Get ready for unpopular stuff. My God, Tarpley.
Yes, but on the other hand, there are significant factors of resistance, and we've got to basically regroup around those. Right? You've got almost half the country have looked at this and said, no thanks, no Obama. You've got a significant number of Republicans who have been reelected. The attempt to get the filibuster-proof majority in the Senate, as far as I can see, I haven't looked too much this morning, but it looks like that has fallen short, and you've got to realize that the Democratic Party always needs more than 60 because you've got the various conservative Democrats, the sort of blue dog or boll weevil type Democrat in there who is unlikely to go with it. This is not Hitler, really. This is Mussolini. Mussolini, when he came to power with the March on Rome in October of 1922, had to deal with a coalition government. Now, this is not a coalition in name. It's a democratic one-party state. But if we look inside the Democratic Party, you'll see that there are people like the Marcy Kaptors, the New Deal Democrats, and then these other blue dog or boll weevil types. There's going to be significant tension between Obama and the Congress, even though it's all Democrats. The founders built this in. If you go back to Carter, you'll see that Carter had a very large majority in both houses of Congress, and still his relations with them were very, very bad. He got into these conflicts with Tip O'Neill. Now, right now, the leadership is not there. The leadership is Pelosi and Reid, and they're as rotten as can be. But there will be the possibility of peeling off some Democratic votes, and then maybe together with those right-wing Republicans, you can make an anti-Obama blocking position that will be able to stop certain things from going through. We've got to hold out for 2 years. You've got to figure that within about 2 years, the entire rage and resentment for the economic crisis will be that will be directed against the Democrats. In other words, they will be holding the bag for the worst economic depression in human history. Bush will be out the door, Republicans will be gone, and the Democrats will be sitting there imposing austerity and
that's right. The neocons are evacuating to Dubai, Switzerland, England, Paraguay. Now, Webster, I'm going to make this announcement now. Webster is going to host the show for an hour and a half. So from 1:30 to 3 o'clock Central Time, that's 2:30 to 4 Eastern Time today, because I can't turn down going on Press TV. That's got tens of millions of viewers worldwide conservatively. And so I'm going to do that, and they've rescheduled the Russian today to later tonight. I'm back on that today. So I appreciate Webster coming in. Unfortunately, I'll have to miss it. Driving down to the TV studio, I'll be able to listen to Webster on 90.1 here in Austin and 1330, the great AM out of Taylor. But Webster, in the few minutes I've got left before you come up later, the 100 days for all these poor, well-meaning zombies who see things in a one-dimensional, not even two-dimensional way. They don't understand that Bush and all these guys are puppets. They think, oh, well, he's black. You know, he's a Democrat. They haven't looked at the policies. Tell people what the first 100 days is going to be like. I mean, it's clear the New World Order is making its move. That's why they're trying to give him total support, calling him the literally the one. They're calling him the one, like the Matrix, the Messianic Moses, Jesus, the Messiah, mainstream news saying world president, world leader. I mean, they're not doing that for him for no reason.
No, of course. It's going to be an attempt to do some pretty thorough institutional reform, and we want to block that. It will be things like this. If you look at Mussolini, the first thing Mussolini wanted to do was to change the laws that governed elections. He wanted to change the way the parliament was elected and stuff like this. I would say with Obama, it's going to be this question of suppressing voices of dissent, suppressing various forms of talk radio, internet radio, trying to muzzle and censor the political opposition.
They're
and that
saying
will target-
they're going to do it. And yeah. I've got Democrats. I mean, I think Rivero, who's never been a Democrat, blew himself away yesterday when he said, I'm for the fairness doctrine.
Yeah, I think that's the night of the long knives will be coming for a lot of people who think that Obama is for them. They're going to find that he's not. Obama will necessarily turn on his base, attack his base, betray his own base. So let's look at what they're going to do. It'll be some version of the fairness doctrine and hate speech to muzzle dissent. They will try to have this fascist cap and trade system built on the hoax of global warming. With the Nazis, you'll remember the doctrine was blood, right? That this question of Aryan blood.
Yeah,
if you didn't believe in that, you were a subversive.
Blood
but
and soil.
In the case of these people today, they'll say, if you don't believe in global warming, you're a subversive, and the Green Corps will come to you. That was the other thing. Mussolini created the Voluntary Militia for National Security. Voluntary Militia for National Security. It sounds exactly like Obama's Homeland Security Corps or his Green Corps. Obama has four or five different volunteer organizations that he will attempt to institutionalize as a kind of a para-governmental militia that will allow him then to deal with dissent and try to crush people.
That's
who
right.
Don't,
I'm going to tell him right now, stay away from my family, you scum, you Nazi blood-sucking maggots. I mean, I've got them on my website right now, Webster, saying, so what? Yeah, we're going to be armed corps, a million of us, to defend against terrorists. And those terrorists are us, folks. Anybody that I can't believe this is happening, Webster.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. I mean, you know, Bush and Cheney did a great deal of damage, and this, in some ways, is the final culmination of the damage, right, that they've opened the door to this. Anyway, we want to stop.
Stay there. We'll do one more segment. I don't want to touch you. And then you got an hour and a half coming up. I've actually got a headache over all this, folks. Oh, God. I mean, it's so horrible. It's so horrible. They're talking about a 3 million-man Enviro spy brigade that the police are going to basically give official power, and a million-person spy brigade. Good God.
Honey, have you seen the remote?
Sweetie, have you seen my car keys?
I can't find my wallet.
Sound familiar? Why not save time looking for lost things and lose the stress instead? Introducing our patented Find One, Find All Key Finders, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. The possibilities are endless. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet and projects a clear 90-plus decibel beep.
Got the remote!
Oh, my keys.
There's my wallet.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee by calling Find One, Find All at 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. That's findonefindall.com.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-barred information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
With the days getting shorter and the nights getting longer, being out after dark increases your odds of being mugged, assaulted, or even worse. Studies show 45% of violent crimes happen after dark. No matter where you are, being unprepared in the wrong place at the wrong time can be extremely dangerous. That's why you need to visit pepperspray.com. Protect yourself with our Mace brand triple action pocket model, which contains pepper spray, tear gas, and a UV dye, making most attackers think twice. For only $12.95, pepperspray.com also carries hundreds of less than lethal self-defense products, including personal pepper sprays, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Visit pepperspray.com and enter coupon code GCN when you check out and receive 10% off your order. What are you waiting for? Visit pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988. That's 1-800-908-9988.
Webster Tarpley's going to fill in the last hour and a half of the show today because I'm going to go do international TV.
You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time.
All right, so all these idiots think they've defeated George Bush. He's nothing but a puppet. Webster continuing with their first 100 days. They've said they're coming after free speech. They're setting up all these brigades of idiot youth. I mean, classic fascism. And he says he'll give all the money, everything to the foreign banks, nothing for the people. I mean, it's just the opposite of what you think of a classic Democrat being. And what's this big crisis? Now, a lot of experts are saying dollar devaluation in this new Bretton Woods world banking system on the 21st and 22nd. They're saying he's going to do all these unpopular things. Do you think staged terror is in the mix?
Yes, well, that's implicit in the Biden remarks in Seattle on October 19th, when we're told that we're going to have an international confrontation, most probably with Russia or possibly involving the Middle East. It's going to be generated, and the righteousness of the U.S. position will not be immediately obvious. I take it to mean either one of two things. One is that they want to return, using the credibility of the new messiah here, return to the path of false flag. That path had been barred to them by the fact that Bush and Cheney were so hated and so discredited that nobody would believe anything they said. And indeed, the Lemmings at the Atlantic Monthly were complaining about that. They said, look, you know, if we want to have an imperialism, we've got to have false flags, but we can't do that anymore because nobody will believe Bush. Now they probably think they can go back to that.
I know some of them openly write. I mean, there's been a whole bunch of editorials where they say, we love big terror attacks. We wish we could have more, but the public doesn't buy it. I mean, these murderers are right out in the open.
Right. The other thing, of course, is they have these puppet states, right? You've still got Saakashvili seems to have hung on in Georgia. You've got this despicable Yushchenko, a NATO agent, an IMF agent in Kiev in Ukraine, and they'd like to get something going against Russia. You'll notice the one clear voice in the world that had no praise for the new messiah was Russian President Medvedev. We have to regard such people as allies, at least in terms of power combinations, because he got up there and said, listen, if you insist on putting those missiles into Poland, we will have a response for them in the form of a new missile of our own, which you will not be able to match.
Well, let me be specific. Again, we're not here to all these systems are corrupt, but you're right. The only country in the world, not even China, that has come out on the record and said, we don't want a new world order with your banks running everything. We're against this new monetary system. We want one that is a free market of currencies. We don't want a new power grab. We don't want your new world order. Russia seems to really be understanding what's happening.
As Gideon Welles, the Secretary of the Navy under Lincoln, said in 1863, thank God for the Russians. And that is a center of resistance in the world. Other countries, I think, will tend to gravitate to them as the bankruptcy of Obama becomes evident. Obviously, right now, you've got the full flush of hysteria, but the bloom will soon grow up the rose. We've got to hold on for 2 years. We've got to hold on during the 100 days. If you look back at Carter peaked at the end of the 100 days and then began inexorable decline.
And let me be specific. During that 100 days, they're going to be bringing us into open depression, blaming it on Bush still, which, again, they all work with the same people, and then saying, you've got to do everything we say to turn this around. And most of it will have nothing to even do with the economy. It'll just be, do this, just like the terrorism we saw a month ago, of pass this, or we're going to have a depression.
Right, it'll be cap and trade. So we want to say no to the fairness doctrine, no to cap and trade, no to these fascist militias and fascist volunteer organizations. We don't want any extension of free trade. We don't want that extended to any more countries in Latin America. We've had quite enough of that. And we don't want confrontation with Russia, China, Sudan, and Pakistan. Obama wants to escalate Afghanistan. That war is lost. Take a new look at Afghanistan. The situation there is more hopeless than ever. You want to join the Red Army in bloody defeat? That's the only thing you'll get out of it. Biden is associated with this hysteria to attack Sudan. No attacks on Sudan. Or if they do, let Biden lead the charge. Put him in the first tank and see how far it gets him. Imperialist armies that go into Sudan have a habit of not coming back. Same thing with Afghanistan. So the opprobrium for all of this rapidly shifts to Obama. I mean, in some ways, he's already been the incumbent for the best part of a year now. He will be left holding the bag for all this stuff. His regime will tend to collapse even more rapidly than Carter. But we've got to hang on during that critical 100 days and then hold on through the first 2 years.
Well, what I think they'll do is, at the 100-day mark, right around then they'll stage a terror attack and try to get another 100 days. Webster, you're going to be back with us coming up in 1 hour. So we'll talk to you then. Thank you, Webster.
Good luck with your work this afternoon, Alex.
All right. Stay on hold, Webster.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Drinking a chlorophyll-rich beverage has been found to benefit your entire body. AlkaVision Green Shield Green Drink is a specifically formulated nutritional supplement which provides many nutritional elements that are missing from our modern diet. Green Shield helps neutralize acid in your body and maintains a healthy pH balance. And having the proper pH balance has been known to balance blood sugar levels, something we can all benefit from. Green Shield combines the perfect blend of powerful whole food vegetables, immune-boosting herbs and grasses. Green Shield does not contain algae, mushrooms, or fungi, has no preservatives, artificial colors, or flavors. The powder mixes easily with water and tastes great. Drinking Green Shield strengthens the immune system and boosts energy, relieves fatigue and stress without the use of stimulants. Order your AlkaVision Green Shield Green Drink now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com today. Or call 269-344-3420. That's 269-344-3420 today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. Well, who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Acola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Did you watch Barack Obama's speech last night, 18-minute speech? And watch it up on PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com. Did you see what he had to say? He said, "You're not going to like a lot of what I do." This is to all his mindless, liberal, idiot audience. And I, just like you Republican morons thinking George Bush was good, you're pathetic. Love being suckered. The policies of George Bush and Barack Obama are identical. It's all about unity, 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 unity. It's going to be tough. It's going to be hard. Austerity. Pain, suffering, sacrifice. Because they are going to rape you. And if you think it's bad now, they plan to have you pay back in tax money all of the trillions being given to the offshore foreign banks that are setting up world government. I keep making that point here. Get it through your heads out there, Obama brain dead zombies. And get it through your heads, you mindless neocon turds. Excuse me, I'm sorry. You loved it. You thought the torture was cute, the secret arrests were cute, the tripling of government was cute, the open borders were cute. You thought all the government programs and federalization of schools was cute. Your drug addict, Rush Limbaugh, and all these other fake conservative whores on the air were there to Pied Piper you, Judas Goat you into the slaughter pens. And now you're all freaked out by Obama, aren't you? It's like the liberals were freaked out by Bush. They don't run anything. And for all you poor racists out there that don't like Obama because he's black, don't worry. Don't worry your little head. He doesn't run anything. But that's how stupid you are. You think the president actually runs anything. All he does is sucker people. All he is a front man. You know what a Judas goat is? It's a trained goat, generally a dominant ram who they never slaughter. And he goes out and he leads the herd of goats, the other goats, the babies, the mommies, the other daddies. He leads them around and he leads them to eat and leads them to water, and he's the leader. Well, they have him lead them into the slaughter pens. And see, George Bush is the Republican Judas goat to get you change after Bill Clinton. And then now there's Barack Obama. He's the liberal Judas goat to give you change after the evil George Bush when they're owned by the same people. And I know my audience knows that. The public still doesn't understand that. They did to a certain extent with a 9% approval rating for Congress. But see, primitively, the leader, the new male, he will lead the tribe. See, we're primitively designed to think that this one man's running something. So our whole psychological makeup, our whole anthropology gears us towards going along with it. So, and again, 4 to 8 years from now, there'll be a Republican they're putting in, and I'll go on the air and go, ladies and gentlemen, I'm no longer a fascist right-wing Nazi. Of course, I never was, but the media is going to be saying that for now, the next few years. I've now prepared to become a commie again. I mean, it's like your children. They love playing you. They love scamming you. Hey, liberals, do you understand he's saying he's going to start more wars? Beforehand, he's telling you, and he's going to take the middle class money through class warfare. All you pathetic socialist, lazy do-nothings who keep getting suckered by socialism, you're not going to get any of that middle class money being stolen. That all goes to the bankers to buy up shipping companies and infrastructure and roads and power plants. And you liberals, you're not going to like it when the new Enviro cops drop by or the new Obama Nazis beat you up or burn down your shop. And again, the feds proposed this decades ago. They can get it with Obama now. These youth brigades, these spy corps of power-tripping scum in uniforms. It's like right out of a third world dictatorship. Right out of a... All right, let's go to your phone calls here. Patrick in North Carolina, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. I called in yesterday. I'm actually really surprised how easy it is to get on your radio show.
Okay, go ahead.
Actually, you covered one of the things I was going to ask earlier is why are people, it seems like everybody's okay with socialism now, like literally. Like they will use the exact term socialism in a conversation and be completely all about it. I'm like, haven't you read history? Don't
because
you
they're
know
moron,
this is a very dangerous idea?
Mm-hmm. They're moron idiots. Okay, they're moron idiots who were told that they're going to get some of this money. They were told that the economy's in trouble. We're going to have a bailout of all this free money that the idiots are going to be paying back, and that they're not going to be able to have jobs because the economy's going to implode so bad. They don't understand we're being looted and consolidated, and so they think, socialism, fix the economy. I want some money. You're not getting jack squat. You got that, slaves? And by the way, we open the phones up, and then it's whoever we happen to answer. They're always ringing. We just don't answer them now and keep people on hold like we used to. So it's luck of the draw who calls in, Patrick, at 1-800-259-9231. But I mean, they're a nation of morons that watch 4 or 5 hours of TV a day and drink poison water and eat poison food and are into believing that if they just imagine they're powerful and in charge, they just want to feel good and imagine that, you know, they're empowered by the president. And again, suckers, you're going to get everything you want. Go ahead, Patrick.
I think it also has to do with the fact that they think that this system actually has a way of working, but it comes down to the same questions. Well, who's rationing? You know, who's deciding who gets what and all this? But to move on, also, I'm astounded by people's disbelief in FEMA camps. because they definitely exist. And I was talking to my friend last night, and he was like, but I could show you anthropologists with degrees talking about Bigfoot. And I'm like, dude, it's not the same thing. It's a completely different subject. Bigfoot is obviously not existent. You can't show me a picture of Bigfoot.
You know what? They don't believe in FEMA camps? Good. Enjoy being stupid slaves. I appreciate your call. Listen, I'm going to say this right now. We have more people per capita, per population, not just per capita, we're number one, period. More people in prison than any other country in the world. 4 million. And a couple more million in the system. So it's 7 million total. They've got some 10-year-old number to 2.5 million out there, but we've got the Justice Department some numbers. Oh, what's the point? Why should I even explain to people that there are FEMA camps? Listen, morons. And I see it on my message board. I see it all over the news. Listen, morons. The Houston Chronicle reported in January of 2006, Homeland Security contracts for multi-million person emergency FEMA camps for political dissenters. Listen, morons. Newsmax in 2002 reported other contracts for million-man camps. And Christopher Ruddy, who's a neocon, he's supporting Bush, wrote an article saying, of course the FEMA camps are real. Here's the federal purchase order. Here's the legislation. Here is the bid. I mean, I've got scores of newscasts where they admit they've built camps for the American people, where they admit they've got them ready for political dissidents, where they're announcing they've activated NORTHCOM and multiple brigades of Army troops to quote, fight the American people. It's in the John Warner Defense Authorization Act. I don't mean to get so mad, folks. I just can't handle it anymore sometimes. I mean, you know what? Let them live in denial. Let them live in denial about the dollar being devalued. Let them live in denial about the banker takeover bailout bill. Let them live in denial about sodium fluoride and mercury in shots. I have these idiots email me every day and say it is the law, you've got to take vaccines when there's no law. They want to be hurt. They want to be stupid. They're cowards. Cowards imagine they're in control instead of realizing just how much trouble we're in. And they say, I want to see these FEMA camps. I've never seen pictures of them. Really, I've been to them. I've shown people them. I've linked to the Army's website where they list their 12 and now 24 civilian inmate labor camp programs. People on the message boards will say, here's a link to the Army, civilian inmate labor camp program. And they'll say, eh, whatever, liar. They're in denial. They're cowards. They're going to get hurt real bad by their masters. Matt in New York, you're on the air.
You there?
Yes, sir.
Always get some interference. Hey, Alex, it's Matt from Mobilize.
Hey, Matt, it's good to talk to you. What? That's a Talos phone system, and so it goes when it airs you.
Yeah, I didn't know what this new world order.
No, let me stop you. Let me stop. I'm back. Put him on hold. Put him on hold right now. I'm gonna spend a few minutes here talking about the phone system because I get calls and emails saying it's a phone tap or something. I've worked in talk radio for 13 years, okay? And every major phone system I know, from a Gintner to a Telos, when they air you, that is to let you know you're on air. It goes, okay? That's the noise. Now, I'm sorry. We're going to go to Matt now. Now, Matt in New York, go ahead.
Matt from MobilizeThePeople.com. Hey, Alex. Always spreading the message of freedom. A couple points. Les Cole made a valid point when debating truthful topics. I find that when I'm spreading the word of freedom, people most often with the losing argument always don't have the facts, and they always fall back on some, you know, bogus issue and try and, you know, change the subject.
Well, they say, oh, the black helicopters are going to get me.
Bigfoot, the black, show me proof, show me. You know, it's always the same thing.
Oh, those really? I told them they were going to federalize the police and put them all in black riot gear, and in 1997, because I saw the federal documents, and then by 99, they were out on the streets.
Yeah, exactly. Regarding elected officials, Alex, you know, the bottom line is when the elected officials of the people fail to do the bidding on behalf of the people must mobilize. And our elected officials, obviously, as we all know, have truly failed in all areas. The people must mobilize now. You know, regarding Schumer, you know, you're right. You know, I've spoken with him. I've met him. As a matter of fact, you're probably very familiar with the 1991 in Killeen, Texas, George Chouinard. He drove into Luby's cafeteria. He gunned down Susanna Gracia Hubbs' parents and many other people. There's a YouTube video on this topic where she's testifying in front of Congress. And what she said is very prophetic. She was telling Congress that guns and the Second Amendment are not for hunting, but for protecting the people against tyrannical politicians and governments. And the camera looks directly at Schumer. So, you know, it's very interesting. You're definitely on the right track about this.
He's so predatory how he perches up there, just looking at hatred at everyone. Just, I'm going to get you. I'm going to dominate you. I'm going to get your guns. And I'm going to send my cops with guns and my military, and I'm going to suck out everything you got because I'm a big, fat, murdering parasite. That's exactly who they are. I appreciate your call. I might not even need to be on air today. What's going on? You're pointing something out to me? Oh, my call list. Okay, thank you. Oh, God, help me. Oh, God, help us. Oh, God. People are like, why? What, do you want McCain to win? I mean, somebody had to win. No, it's that's the one they wanted because it'll sucker more people. And then all these idiot leftists suddenly supporting all the Bush policies because Barack Obama's pushing them. I mean, it's bad, folks, when they start calling somebody world president and the one. When governments start having leaders that do that, look out, man. Look out. I live here. This is my country. I know what tyranny means to my family's future. I know we're going into hard times. World government's being born right now. There isn't time to be a bunch of idiots anymore. Everything we've told you has come true. We've been right about everything. We're going to be right about all the other stuff coming, too. And let me tell you, you're going to wish, you're going to beg when you're in a depression. When those local youth corps are beating the hell out of you or burning your house down, if we don't stop these people, you're going to wish to God you'd have stood up and done something earlier. And that goes for all you pathetic, yuppie, know-it-all trendies who think you're part of the system. You're a bunch of idiot scum. And that's why this country's getting rolled. That's why this country's getting taken over by hardcore tyranny, because they know you're cowardly, weak-kneed scum, and they know they can fool you with your propaganda, and you'll take it. Ray in Indiana. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah. Alex, I've got a couple questions for you, two of them, actually. You keep talking about the system and what's coming down the pipe, but then you talk positively about Russia. And I'm wondering why you do that, because they are one of the most fascist communist systems, and they still do that. And then my other question is, you keep talking about New World Order and so on and so forth. And how do you, I know you are a Bible-believing man, how do you define prophecy, that it is prophesied
this is
to
how
be
I define
a new
it.
World order?
This is how I define it. I do not use that as a larcenous, wicked way to hand over my responsibility and do nothing like 99% of phony Christians out there. And so I do the right thing. I stand up to evil. I stand up to corruption. I stand up to the New World Order. I say no to it, and I do... You know, justice be done, may the heavens fall. I just don't cop out and say, oh, it's all a foregone conclusion, abortion. It's all a foregone conclusion, wars. It's all a foregone conclusion, microchips. It's all a foregone conclusion, and then just run around and feel good and ignore what's happening and live in la-la land denial. Now, as for Russia, I just said earlier it's an evil New World Order country. Every country's run by wickedness. I said this about 40 minutes ago. But I said that clearly between them and the Anglo-American establishment, there is some real friction going on, and they say they don't want this new world banking system. They want a, quote, multi-polar new world order. So that's what I said, and I was clear about that, and I am against the sneak attack against Russian-held territories to try to start a new Cold War. Because order out of chaos, and that's where I stand. And I don't care if people say I'm a liar and that Russia snuck attacked Georgia. I know the truth. We have the facts. It's even admitted by the State Department now. And I'll just tell the truth no matter what it is. I'm not indoctrinated in all this phony anti-Russian garbage. Our government put the commies in there. They slaughtered 60 million good Russian people. The New World Order gave them the nuclear weapons. The New World Order propped the whole thing up. Okay? And now we're in a whole different system. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, except for the fact that the Russians, according to, you know, a lot of people, shouldn't have been in Georgia to begin with.
So you're telling me what happened there was good?
I'm not saying either way, but I'm glad you made it clear that you're not necessarily saying that Russia is on track, and you're not necessarily thinking about evacuating to Russia, right?
That's a smart ass. You know what? You're going to get everything you want. You're going to get your New World Order.
No, I don't want it. Absolutely not.
Look, you know good and well I'm not evacuating to Russia.
Okay.
Never been to Russia.
Okay, I just wanted to make
now,
sure.
Hold on just a minute. A month ago, I was secretly trained in Al-Qaeda base camps by the by the neocons. Are you saying I'm a Russian agent?
No.
Thank you for the call. Listen, you're not going to have to worry about Alex Jones, okay? You got real fascism coming down on you. Look, I'm in a really bad mood today, and I'm not in a mood to have my buttons pushed. I'll tell you right now. No, I think Mexico's going to totally implode as well. It already is, so that would probably be where I would go to. But I don't have a lot of money. And I'm not talking about myself going. I mean, if they're running around arresting people, if it starts getting to that, I will get my family out of here, you dumbass. Excuse me. I apologize, folks. I just can't take how weak this country is and how pathetic and slimy our own movement is and all the nitpicking and garbage. I'm true blue. I'm for real. And you know it. And a lot of you cowards don't like it. You're cowards.
With Christmas right around the corner and an unstable economy looming, finding the right gift can be tough. Why not give the gift of an Excalibur dehydrator? The Excalibur dehydrator is not only economical, but also fun for the whole family. Save hundreds of dollars by drying your own fruits, vegetables, and meats. Make your own healthy snacks or start storing your own healthy food in case of emergencies, all with no added salts, fats, and preservatives. What a perfect gift for the health-conscious person in your family or for a friend who vows to eat healthier this coming year, even if that friend is you. For a limited time, receive the book Preserve It Naturally, filled with amazing, easy recipes, a $25 value free with your order. Just call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Or go to drying123.com. That's drying123.com. Excalibur Dehydrator wishes you and yours health and wellness for the new year.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of that.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Question. Is the world getting better or vastly worse?
A world economic collapse could come any day.
Question. Are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs? Question. Do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound.
Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited.
Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system.
Without water, you die.
It's all online at survivalistseeds.com.
Are you prepared?
That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become
property of the New World Order.
Look, I'm not personally mad at that last caller. I just don't have time for all the games anymore. I'm not even calling you a coward, but all these church ladies and all these phony people, they seem so satisfied. They seem so happy. They're not worried about nothing. If you really care about what's happening and you know anything about what's going on, you're freaked out right now.
What to leave in, what to leave out.
The United States, through Georgia, launched a sneak attack on South Ossetia that's been held by Russia for close to 300 years. It's an international peace agreement in 91. Russians had been there. Ever since that, they snuck attack them. And you call in and ask if I'm a Ruski. I mean, that's so ridiculous. I'm reaching out. When I go on these shows on British and on French and on Iranian TV, I go on there and I explain this is not the American people. This is the bankers out of England who've seized us. This is not in our name. And I talk about the free market and liberty and freedom. That's my message. It's always the same. It's from the heart. It's from my soul. And it isn't about me all day long. I'm talking about the media saying we've got this messianic leader, Barack Obama. And I mean, you know, people subconsciously don't want to hear about the responsibility I'm trying to get them to accept here on air, to fight back, to speak out. And so you can put on me whatever you want. I had a lot of tension earlier. I feel better after I blew up, though. Oh, Will in Colorado, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Can I call, Alex? It's my second time on the air with you. You know, out here in Colorado, you know, I'm in Boulder, and it's pretty much a prototype for the kind of things that you talk about. It's, you know, we got our EnviroCops out here. We got, you know, last night the streets were just mobbed with all types of people getting drunk and feeling cool about Obama, and it was pretty depressing. It's a tough day for the InfoWarriors today, but I just want to, you know, I guess call in and say that I'm not a Christian, but I got to believe that there's some angels watching over us or something, because something's got to give here.
Well, let me say this for the people that just tuned in. We're not sad that McCain lost. We're sad that people were suckered by Obama into the left-right paradigm and that they are openly announcing world government where we will pay our taxes to the bankers. Ron Paul was on at the start of the show. I mean, this is horrible. It's all happening. These people are eugenicists. They're poisoning our water. And I got people calling up saying it's prophecy and asking if I'm a Russian agent.
Well, I know that last call was not easy for you to handle, but I do appreciate the fact that it did clear up a little bit of my questions about the article on InfoWars about Medvedev supporting New World Order, because it seemed a little contradictory to some of Webster's points earlier. But I just, overall, Alex...
They all say they want a new world order. They argue about how they want it set up. I just said they're a separate branch of it. I said that last hour. I said that this hour.
No, I got it. It's crystal clear. I appreciate that, you know, that question.
Let me say this. I appreciate all of you, okay? I'm just very upset right now by the mind control I see the public under.
Well, I just want to say that I've never doubted your message, Alex, and that, you know, I've been trying to talk to people about shadow government since I was 18. I'm 32 right now. And if I had it my way, I'd stop everything I'm doing, quit all my jobs and everything, and just devote all my time to what you do, which is researching, trying to spread the word.
Well, thank you. It's not just that we have a shadow government. They're coming out now. They're taking over.
That's what's crazy about it. You know, you got Good Morning America talking about shadow government this morning. You got... You know, they're openly discussing Illuminati on national media, and yet people, I try to talk to people about it, and they still just, you know, they got thumbs up their butts and say how they love socialism when it's not even what we're getting, and it's just, I don't even know where to go other than to listen to your show and, you know, just try to talk sense to the people, but, you know, it's frustrating. Anyway, I appreciate it. I want to take up more of your time. God bless
you. Oh, no, it's your time too, brother. Mike, Chris, Don, William. I, the evil Russian agent, will be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.